弟兄姐妹大家晚安。
May peace be with brothers and sisters.
小弟现在奉主耶稣圣名跟大家来查考要做无愧的工人这个主题。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I would like to share with you the topic, to be a worker who is not ashamed.
保罗在写信给提摩太的时候，他勉励提摩太这个年轻的工作传道者呢，要做无愧的工人。
When Paul was writing a letter to Timothy, a young worker, he told him to become a worker who is not to be ashamed.
我们现在请翻开提摩太后书二章十五节。
Let us turn to 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15.
提摩太后书二章十五节。
2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15.
你当竭力在神面前得蒙喜悦，做无愧的工人，按着正义分解真理的道。
Be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth.
那这是保罗他最后人生最后阶段的时候对这位年轻的接棒者特别的吩咐。
This is an advice that Paul has given to Timothy at the last stage of his life.
那其实保罗他自己本身已经先当过一个无愧的工人了。
That was because Paul himself was a worker who was not to be ashamed.
那他在因为在提摩太后书的时候他已经被关在监狱，他也知道他即将被处死。
During the time when he wrote the book of 2 Timothy, Paul was imprisoned and about to be sentenced.
他已经走到他人生的尽头了。
He was at the end of his life.
那在他人生，在他人生的后面的阶段，其实他是为主耶稣活着的。
And at the stage of his life, he was living for Jesus Christ.
那他是为这个道理尽心竭力。
He spent all his time and effort on preaching the gospel.
他用尽他所有的时间要来为耶稣基督做见证。
He used all his time to bear testimonies for Jesus Christ.
所以在我们现在在读使徒行传的时候，读到他的几次的对外的宣道旅程。
When we read about Paul's missionary trips in the book of Acts.
那在使徒行传第二十章。
In chapter 20.
这里有一段他当时候对他自己在服侍神传福音的这个工作里面最完整的心情的告白。
We can see that he was expressing his reflection of being a worker of God.
他这是也是他唯一一次他对一群教会的工人讲的最完整他自己的服侍的心情。
And this is the only time that he expressed in entirety how he feels about being a worker of God.
他自己立下一个非常完美的榜样。
He has left behind a very good example.
他从他跟他们的相处过程当中，要他们去检视、去检验他这个人为人、他的服事、他的工作、他的宣道，每一方面都能够做他们的榜样。
He was able to become their example and model in the way that he preaches and the way that he deals with people.
使徒行传里面记载许多神重要的工人的一些历史。
In the book of Acts, it records the history of a lot of important workers.
重要的人像彼得、保罗、巴拿巴呢，都是在使徒行传里面有很详细的描述。
For example, Peter, Paul, as well as Barnabas, this book has a lot of recordings about them.
那其实保罗的描述，他的工作是最完整、最多的。
And the part describing Paul's work, had the longest section.
在二十章的第十七节开始呢。这是他对以弗所的众长老所讲的话。
Starting from chapter 20, verse 17, here tells us the things that he told the elders of the church at Ephesus.
也是他最后对他们的交代，因为他认为他可能以后再也见不到他们的面了。
And these are his last words to them because he would not see them again.
那保罗他这一次是要第三次旅程，他要回到耶路撒冷去的路上，特别去招这些长老们到他所在的地方来跟他会合。
This is at the end of Paul's third missionary trips, right before he returned to Jerusalem, and especially gather all the elders of Ephesus to talk to them.
那这也是他第三次旅程的要结束以前，他讲了一段话。
And this is also the speech that he has given right before the end of his third missionary trip.
我们知道从第十八章开始呢，就是在记载十八章的第二十三节开始， 就是保罗第三次的旅程的这个详细的记录。
Starting from Acts chapter 18 verse 23 records the beginning of Paul's third missionary trip.
我们发现说在第十九章的地方，保罗其实已经 花了两年多的时间呢，留在以弗所。
In chapter 19, we could see that Paul stayed in Ephesus for more than 2 years.
那这个就是其实以弗所这个地方是他第三次布道旅行的一个主要工作地点。
Therefore, we can see that Ephesus was a main city that he stayed in to work with.
保罗他其实在他的这个每到一个地方去，很多逼迫抵挡他的跟着他。
Everywhere that he went, there are a lot of people who came to persecute him.
那他当时候在以弗所这个地方啊，你如果看第八节，会发现说哈，他先到会堂里犹太人的会堂里面去，在那里讲论神国的事情，要劝化众人相信耶稣是基督。
And in verse 8, it tells us that he was speaking boldly, concerning the things of the kingdom of God.
他说一连三个月都是在跟这些犹太教的这些他的同胞哈，要来辩论神国的事情。
And for 3 months, he was reasoning and persuading his fellow brethren, the Jews.
但是第九节是说，有些人他们心里刚硬不信啊，所以呢就毁谤这个道理。
But in verse 9, it tells us that some of them were hardened and did not believe and spoke evil of the way.
所以保罗他就离开这个会堂，他不在会堂里面讲，因为他觉得没有用。
Therefore, he departed from them and withdrew the disciples because he thought that it was useless to preach to them.
他现在跑到一个叫推拿努的这个学房里面，他说天天去在那里讲论神国的事。
Instead, he went to the school of Tyrannus and reasoned with them.
那这个推拿努这个学房啊，是当时候他们以弗所这个城市里面在讲学的地方，就是很多人可以在这个地方来宣讲他的理论啊，他所要教导众人的，好像在开课一样一个地点。
In the school of Tyrannus, there were a lot of scholars who would be there communicate and express and present their theories.
也就是说，保罗他现在是天天在这个地方啊，来讲论有关于主耶稣基督的福音呢。
Paul was there daily to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ.
他这样子第十节说，这样子有两年之久。
He continued this for 2 years.
你看他是每一天，据这个历史考证呢，他们当时这个推拿鲁的学房呢，应该都是早上的时候是可以公开对众人讲说这个道理的地点，都是早上的时候了。
According to history, the school of Tyrannus allow scholars to present their learning to the multitudes.
那在这个地方，保罗接触很多很多人，比他在犹太会堂接触更多人了。
Therefore, here Paul was able to interact with much more people than being in the synagogue.
他说第十节说他在这个地方两年之久，叫一切住在亚细亚的人，无论是犹太人是希尼人，都听见了主的道了。
Because he continued preaching in the school of Tyrannus, therefore he was able to preach the word to both Jews and Greeks.
从十九章看起来呢，这段期间，在保罗在以弗所这段期间呢，他神的圣功非常兴旺。
Therefore, we could see that the work of God was very prosperous during this time.
神迹显明。
There were a lot of miracles and wonders.
所以十一节、十二节特别记载保罗他的身上神迹的他的所行的神迹的一些大概。
In verse 11 and 12 describes how God worked unusual miracles by the hands of Paul.
但是同时哈，也有很多这个撒旦的阻挡。
At the same time, there was a lot of work of the devil.
你看这个神的圣功兴旺的同时，就是撒旦的国度被打退，然后神的国在兴旺，就是两个国度在征战。
And when the gospel is prosperous, that is when the devil would come and battle with the kingdom of God.
所以其实后来在从第十十二十一节开始，就发现说，那个地方在以弗所经历一个很大的暴动。
In verse 21, it tells us that something big happened in Ephesus.
那这个暴动呢，其实差点要了保罗的命。
And this event almost took Paul's life.
但是因为神的保守呢，所以保罗在这一次暴动里面，他全身而退，他没有受任何亏损。
But because of God's protection, Paul was not hurt during this riot.
后来保罗他就离开了以弗所，因为这个地方哈，可能因为已经不安全了，已经。而且他的工作，他觉得他要传的已经讲清楚了，他就走了。
Because it was unsafe to stay there any longer, therefore Paul departed from Ephesus, also because he finished preaching the gospel there.
那接下去在第二十章的地方呢，就描述说，诶，他现在从这个以弗所到了马其顿去，以弗所是在亚细亚，他现在到马其顿就到欧洲去了，到马其顿省去了。
And in chapter 20, it describes the time when Paul traveled from Asia, which is where Ephesus was, to go to Macedonia, which is Europe.
然后第二节说他走遍了那一带地方，用很多的话劝勉他们，然后来到希腊。
Verse 2, it says that he had gone over that region and encouraged them with many words. Then he came to Greece.
所以这个时候，保罗其实是到各地方再去看一看他所建立的教会，勉励弟兄姐妹要持守道理。
During this time, he went back to the church that he established and went to encourage them to be steadfast in the word of God.
然后来到了希腊以后，他应该是住在哥林多这个地方。
When he was in Greece, he probably stayed at Corinth.
第三节说在那里住了三个月。
Verse 3 tells us that he stayed there for 3 months.
那后来在保罗的书信里面，我们发现大概就是在这三个月期间呢，保罗写了罗马书。
And from his epistles, we could see that he wrote the book of Romans when he was staying in this region for 3 months.
那这三个月当中呢，其实他主要工作也是在劝勉教会的信徒，就是在牧养当时候已经信主的我们这个基督徒。
During his stay there, his main job was to pastor the members there that he had preached to before.
但是第三节接下去说，犹太人还是要设计要害他。
Verse 3 tells us that the Jews continue to plot against him.
所以现在保罗反正他所到之处啊，那个抵挡他的犹太人都要他的命，都是要破坏他的工作。
Wherever Paul went, there were a lot of persecutors.
那所以呢，他后来就定义要从马其顿要回去，他要回到耶路撒冷去。
Therefore, he decided to return through Macedonia.
那所以你看他这个二十章就是他回程的这个路线了。
Chapter 20 describes the his trip back.
那当时候有一些同工哦跟他一起。
He has some co-workers with him at the time.
第四节你就看到好几个不同地方的人跟他一起同行，要回到耶路撒冷。
Verse 4 tells us the people that came with him.
然后，那他走，他走到了特罗亚啊，在那个地方，在特罗亚这个地方啊，就有一个很特别的一个，我们按现在的名词所说的惜别会。
When he went to Troas, there was a farewell for him.
那在这个地方呢，发生了这个犹推古呢，坐在窗台底下，窗台上听到你，结果沉睡，然后摔下去，摔死了，这个意外的事件。
During the farewell, there was Eutychus who was sinking into deep sleep and sitting next to the window, and he fell over.
那后来因为保罗他因为心里很急的想要回到耶路撒冷去。
Because Paul wanted to return back to Jerusalem.
第十六节特别说，他当时候知道说他如果去以弗所会耽搁，所以呢，他特别绕过以弗所，他来到了米利都这个地方。
Therefore, if he were to stop at Ephesus, he would have spent much time there. Since he wanted to return back to Jerusalem swiftly, therefore he went around Ephesus and went to Miletus.
然后从第十七节说，保罗就在米利都这个地方打发人到以弗所去，请众长老来。
From Miletus, he sent to Ephesus and called for the elders of the church, according to 17.
那因为就是米利都跟以弗所这个，米利都应该在以弗所的南边，所以距离应该是不是很远。
Miletus was south of Ephesus, and the distance was very close.
那所以现在众长老就来跟保罗会面。
So the elders of Ephesus came to Miletus to meet up with him.
从第十八节开始到二十一节，这是保罗对他们说，他在以弗所的期间，他所立下的榜样。
Starting from verse 18 to 20, Paul described the example that he has left behind for them to follow.
我们现在请看第十八节。
Let's read verse 18.
他们来了，保罗就说了：“你们知道，自从我到亚细亚的日子以来，在你们中间始终为人如何？”十九节。
19.
服侍主，凡事谦卑，眼中流泪，又因犹太人的谋害经历试炼。二十节。
20.
你们也知道。凡与你们有益的，我没有一样不以为不说的，或在众人面前，或在个人家里，我都教导你们。第二十一节。
21.
又对犹太人和希腊人证明，当向神悔改，信靠我主耶稣基督。
18. And when they had come to him, he said to them, "You know from the first day that I came to Asia, in what manner I always lived among you, serving the Lord with all humility, with many tears and trials which happened to me by the plotting of the Jews. How I kept back nothing that was helpful, but proclaimed it to you and taught you publicly and from house to house, testifying to Jews and also to Greeks repentance towards God and faith towards our Lord Jesus Christ.
这四节经节呢，我们看他保罗他自己说他在以弗所亚，其实在亚细亚是整段自己的，他说他的为人的方面呢是可以被检查的。
These four verses shows that he could be tested in how he acted in Asia.
他在亚细亚这段期间，他跟信徒的互动是经得起考验的。
That means his interaction with people and actions could be examined.
他的为人其实是他是很懂得做人的。
He was a good person.
然后他在谈到他在牧养教会、服侍神方面，也是可以作为榜样的。
He also was a good example in pastoral work.
他特别说，他是用谦卑的心来服侍神。
He specially stated that he served God with all humility.
他真的是尽心在关怀所有的弟兄姐妹们。
He truly showed care and concern towards brothers and sisters.
他特别说，他是眼中流泪，也就是说，他为了要神的工作，他真的是尽心竭力，而且是时常的在关心。
With many tears, he cared for brothers and sisters.
然后他也经历了很多的试炼。
He also went through a lot of persecution.
很，人家犹太人要谋害他。
Because he was persecuted by the Jews.
所以他在这个服事过程当中遇到很多的困难、危险以及挫折。
Therefore, in his service, he went through a lot of hardships.
但是他都没有被打倒。
But he was not beaten down.
所以在牧养的事情上面，他真的是极其用心，而且真的也是很关心所有的人。
Therefore, he really pastored with all of his strength and heart, and he loved brothers and sisters.
他在信徒面前真的是很谦卑的。
And he was very humbled before the brothers and sisters.
并没有把自己高抬，成为说，他是耶稣的使徒。他是像他当老师一样在教导别人。
He did not elevate himself to be the apostle or a teacher.
他反而像主耶稣一样谦卑服侍众人。
On the other hand, he served everyone with humility.
然后第三方面，在训练、在教导门徒方弟兄姐妹方面，他也很尽力。
Thirdly, he also used all his strength in training brothers and sisters.
他非常的忠心。他说第二十节说。凡以你们有益的，我没有一样避讳不说的。
He was exceptionally loyal. He did not keep back anything that was helpful.
也就是说，他将他所知道的全都说了。他觉得对灵性有造就，他一定要说明。
That means whatever he knew, he taught them.
而且在各种不同的场合里面，都利用机会来教导所有的信徒要能够明白神的道理。
He also explained the word of God and taught the people from house to house.
所以他说，不管是在众人面前，就是公开的，或者是在个人家里，他都教导他信徒有关于神的旨意的。
Whether publicly or from house to house, he taught them the will of God.
然后在对外宣道方面，第二十一节特别强调，他真的非常的用心。
And in verse 21, it also said that he spent all his effort trying to preach the gospel.
你看他对犹太人、对外邦人都是证明要当向神悔改，要信靠我主耶稣基督。
He testified to Jews and to Greeks repentance toward God and faith towards our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以，那保罗他这里提到他自己在做宣道的工作里面，他不管种族，他每一种人他都跟他传耶稣基督。
He preached to everyone regardless of their race.
那也表示说他很勇敢的去。提醒众人要在神面前悔改，也就是说，他讲的道理不是为了讨好别人。
And also, he was very brave in preaching to people about repentance. That means his goal was not to please people.
我们看到他这里，他自己本身在这四方面都成为榜样了。
He was able to become examples to the members in these four areas.
那这个是他本身向这些长老们提起来的，他自己主动说的。
This is something that he took the initiative to tell and express to the elders of Ephesus.
他这样讲其实不是为了要跟他们邀功说，你看我做得不错。
He was not trying to boast in front of them.
而是其实他是要用他自己做榜样，要让他们知道说，要像这样子来服侍神。
But he would like them to serve God as he did.
然后他讲了之后，他现在接下来说，为什么他要讲这段话？
Later on, he explained why he said these words.
因为他说他现在二十二节说，现在我要往耶路撒冷去，心甚迫切，不知道在那里要遇到什么事情。
Verse 22 said, "And see, now I go bound in the spirit to Jerusalem, not knowing the things that will happen to me there."
也就是说，他感受到有圣灵的催逼，要他赶快到耶路撒冷去。
This means that he felt the Holy Spirit moving him to go to Jerusalem swiftly.
他知道说有患难跟捆锁等着他了。
He knew that there will be persecution waiting him.
第二十三节说，但知道圣灵在各城里向我指证，说有捆锁与患难等待我。
Verse 23 said, "The Holy Spirit testifies in every city, saying that chains and tribulations await me."
二十四节，我却不以性命为念，也不看为宝贵，只要行完我的路程，成就我从主耶稣所领受的职事。证明神恩惠的福音。
Verse 24 said, "But none of these things move me, nor do I count my life dear to myself, so that I may finish my race with joy and the ministry which I receive from the Lord Jesus Christ to testify to the gospel of the grace of God."
这两节经节就看出保罗他当时对这个福音，他所有的一切都用在要完成神的工作这个神的旨意上。
You could tell that Paul spent all his time and effort in accomplishing this goal, which is to preach the gospel.
所以他其实保罗他自己立下的榜样是他用全生命来服侍神的。
What Paul has shown and left behind is that he used his whole life, to preach the gospel.
也就是说，他在做神的工作上面，他是完全没有保留的。
That means he does not reserve anything for himself.
他即使知道说，既然去耶路撒冷会有捆锁患难。他觉得还是要去，因为圣灵一直在催逼他说要去。
Even though he knew that chains and tribulations was awaiting him, but he still wanted to go to Jerusalem because the Holy Spirit moved him.
因为他知道他这个时候去一定有一个目的，就是他最后说的要证明神恩惠的福音。
He knew that there is a goal in going to Jerusalem, which is to testify to the gospel and the grace of God.
也就是说，其实，在捆锁患难当中，他也可以证明神恩惠的福音，神的恩典还是够用。
Meaning that the chains and tribulations, amidst chains and tribulations, he will be able to preach the gospel. That means God's grace is sufficient for him.
他即使遇到患难被关起来，他也不会觉得很羞耻。
Even if tribulations meet him, he would not be ashamed.
他也不会怀疑说，神为什么要让他遇到捆锁患难？
He would not doubt God in asking why God let him experience tribulations.
他了解一定有神的旨意，只是他不知道。为什么要这样？他不知道神的旨意到底在哪，但是他愿意顺服。
He understood that chains and tribulations were the will of God. He may not understand why, but he understood this is the will of God.
所以后来我们在看《使徒行传》最后的时候，我们知道为什么保罗他心这么急要到耶路撒冷去，我们知道原因了。
And therefore, he was able to humble himself and submit to the will of God. And towards the end of this chapter, we can understand why he did that.
但是他当时候在跟以弗所的长老讲这句话的时候，他完全不知道。
But when he was speaking to the elders of Ephesus, he did not fully understand the plan of God yet.
但是这个就是说，看出了他对神的信心。
But that tells us that he had great faith in God.
他虽然不知道为什么神要这样让他这样做，但是他顺服，他愿意接受。
He did not understand the plan of God yet. He had faith in God that he was able to submit himself to the will of God.
那他也知道这个是很痛苦的，就是一般人来说，他能避免就会避免的，但是他却是勇往直前。
He knew that this path would be very painful, and for most of us, we would avoid it as much as we could, but he didn't.
他在这里已经说明了他自己本身是无愧工人的一个最精华的地方了。
And this is how he described himself as a worker who's not ashamed.
也就是说，他不以为耶稣基督受苦，做工人受苦为羞耻的。
Because he is not ashamed to be suffering for Jesus Christ.
他完全用他的全生命来服侍神。
Because he serves God with all of his life.
然后从二十五节开始，就是他要把这个以弗所的牧养的工作呢，正式的交给。这些众长老们。
Starting from verse 25, Paul was trying to pass on the work of pastoral to the elders.
二十五节说：“我时常在你们中间来往，传讲神国的道。如今我晓得你们以后都不得再见我的面了。”
Verse 25 said, indeed, now I know you all among whom I have gone preaching the kingdom of God will see my face no more.
这就是他觉得说以后可能这个是可能最后一次的了。
Which means this is the last time that he will see their face.
所以25-26节说，所以我今日向你们证明，你们中间无论何人死亡，罪不在我身上了。
26 says, therefore I testify to you this day that I am innocent of the blood of all men.
也就是说他现在他的工作已经尽力了。
Which means he has used all his effort in preaching the gospel.
他现在工作交给这些长老们之后，以后这些人如果死亡，这个罪不在我身上，在谁身上？在长老你们的身上呢？
Because he did his best preaching the gospel, therefore, if anyone did not believe in the gospel, it would be on the hands of the elders because they did not preach.
也就是说，现在他把这个完成的工作现在交给的长老们，你们要好好的去继续这个美好的圣工。
Which means that he's passing over the work of evangelism to the hands of the elders of Ephesus.
27节，因为神的旨意，我们并没有一样避讳不传给你们的。
Verse 27, for I have not shunned to declare to you the whole counsel of God.
他把神的旨意，有些神的这些信息、福音的真理都讲清楚。
He has shared with them everything he knew about God.
其实我们也看到保罗在以弗所这两年多的时间，他做了很重要的工作，就是训练很多的工人。
What Paul did in Ephesus during this past the 2 years there was to train workers.
那现在这些工人就是要接棒的时候了。
And this is the time when they're supposed to take over Paul's job.
好，那接下来从第二十八节开始。
Starting from verse 28.
这就是保罗他现在劝勉这些长老们要做无愧工人应该有的装备，你们应该要做什么
？It describes what the elders need to equip themselves with.
我们看二十八节说。圣灵立你们做全群的监督，你们就当为自己谨慎，也为全群谨慎。牧养神的教会，就是他用自己血所买来的。
Verse 28, therefore take heed to yourselves and to all the flock, among which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, to shepherd the church of God which he purchased with his own blood.
这一节经节告诉我们，一个无愧的工人，一定要先明白自己从主所领受的托付。
This verse tells us that an overseer must know.The task that God has commissioned us.
他们是被圣灵所立为的监督。
They were anointed by the Holy Spirit to be overseers.
所以他们是从神那边领受了一个很重要的职分，要照管神的群羊。
Therefore, they were commissioned by the Holy Spirit to shepherd the church of God, His sheep.
那这些羊群呢，是主耶稣用自己的血所买来的，是牺牲生命的代价所得到的成果。
And these sheep were purchased with the blood of Jesus Christ, who died on the cross.
所以现在一定要，他说你一定要为自己谨慎，也为群谨慎，要好好的把这一群羊照管好。
Therefore, Paul encouraged them to take heed to themselves to take care of all the flock.
那个保罗，那个彼得，他在彼得前书第五章，他自己讲到他这个当牧者的那个心情。
In 1 Peter chapter 5, Peter described.What it's like to be a shepherd.
我们现在看彼得前书五章第一节。
First Peter chapter 5 verse 1.
彼得跟保罗他们当时候在做这个牧羊的工作，其实他们的那个教导都一致的。
Peter and Paul both had the same teachings concerning their work.
彼得前书五章第一节说：“我这做长老的，做基督受苦的见证，同享后来首要显现之荣耀的，劝你们中间以我同做长老的人。”
1 Peter chapter 5 verse 1, the elders who are among you I exhort, I who am a fellow elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that will be revealed.
二节说，务要牧养在你们中间神的群羊，按着神的旨意照管他们，不是出于勉强，乃是出于甘心，也不是因着贪财，乃是出于乐意。
Shepherd the flock of God which is among you, serving as overseers, not by compulsion, but willingly, not for dishonest gain, but eagerly.
你看那第三节说，不是辖制所托付你们的，乃是做群羊的榜样。
Nor as being lords over those entrusted to you, but be examples to the flock.
他这里特别提到说，要按神的旨意来照管他们。
So here it says that they need to take care of the flock according to the will of God.
是甘心乐意的。
Which is to do it willingly.
而且是做榜样的，而不是来辖制人的。
And to be example to the flock instead of being lords over them.
那要能够做这个工作，一定要先懂得爱神。
In order to do this work, the elders need to know to love God.
因为如果不会爱神的人，就不会爱惜神所救赎的这些羊群。
Without loving God, they would not know to love the sheep of God.
因为主耶稣基督他是很爱羊群，他是很爱他的门徒的。
Because Jesus Christ really loved his sheep and his disciples.
那所以这些牧者本身一定要先明白自己从主所托付的这个重大责任。
Therefore, the shepherds need to understand how important their work is.
然后接下来呢，要能够尽心竭力的为这个牧养神群羊的工作努力的。
Next, they need to be able to do their very best in shepherding the flock.
我们现在看回来《使徒行传》第二十章的第二十九节。
Let's go back to Acts chapter 20, verse 29.
第二十九节说：“我知道我去之后必有凶暴的豺狼进入你们中间，不爱惜羊群。”
Verse 29 says, "For I know this, that after my departure, savage wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock."
那表示说，这个如果没有谨慎呢，有可能会变成从那个牧者变成豺狼。
If they're not careful, they will become the wolves.
那个监督在做牧者的，如果没有谨慎，也可能会让外面的豺狼跑进来了。
Or if the shepherds are not careful, they will allow savage wolves to come in.
那第三十节说，就是你们中间也必有人起来说悖谬的话，要引诱门徒跟从他们。
Verse 30 says, also from among yourselves men will rise up speaking perverse things to draw away the disciples after themselves.
这里就提到说，你们自己要他们谨慎的防备，为自己小心，不要自己变质了。
Meaning they themselves need to be careful of themselves.
哦，因为在你们中间可能会有一些人起来说辩，也就是说现在开始不会再听这个神的声音了。
Because among themselves, some will rise up and not listen to the word of God.
现在所牧养、所照管的这个羊群呢，带到自己的面前去，要他们跟随自己的，而不是跟随耶稣了。
And those people will gradually bring the people, the flock of God, to themselves instead of to God.
那表示说，这些神一开始圣灵所立的这些监督本来是有影响力的，本来是为了神羊群的好处所设立的。
The overseers were established by the Holy Spirit to shepherd the flock to benefit them.
但是他后来可能会有人把这个影响力把它转变成为自己的好处了。
And they were supposed to be influential towards the flock, but some of these people might turn the influence to themselves.
所以他起来说悖谬的话，引诱门徒跟从他们，最后就是他们会跟主耶稣所讲的这个救恩福音的道相违背。
They would speak perverse things and speak against the teachings of Jesus Christ to draw away the disciples after themselves.
他特别提醒他，你们要应当要警醒，纪念我三年之久，昼夜不住的流泪，劝诫你们个人。
In verse 31, he told them to be watchful and remember for 3 years that Paul did not cease to warn everyone night and day with tears.
那所以你看，要做一个无愧的工人，一定要常常自己的警醒祷告，要谨慎自己。
To be a worker of God, they need to be very watchful and pray.
因为自己如果没有小心呢，魔鬼像吼叫的狮子，有时候这个牧者本身在变质，自己都不知道。
Because if they're not watchful, then the shepherds might change and be devoured by the devil, which is like a lion.
也就是说，我们要常常去反省自己的心思意念。
Therefore, we need to examine ourselves all the time.
我们要知道我们所做的工作到底是为了什么。
We need to examine to see whether we know what we're doing.
是为了神呢，还是为了自己的好处呢？
And why we're doing it?Are we doing it for ourselves or for God?
我们是要让这些羊群跟随自己呢，还是跟随主耶稣呢？
Do we want the flock to follow us or to follow Jesus Christ?
接下去我们看第三十二节。
Let's continue to read verse 32.
如今我把你们交托神和他恩惠的道，这道能建立你们，叫你们和一切成圣人同得基业。
So now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all those who are sanctified.
他说我把你们交给神跟他恩惠的道理。
He said that I commend you to God and to the word of his grace.
也就是说，这个神的这个真理啊，你们要让这个真理来带领，那你就会在这个 福音上越来越坚强。
Which means if they're able to stand in the word of God and let the word of God guide them, then they will be able to be built up to be very strong.
这个真理能够建立你们。
Because the word of God can build them up.
就是说，这个道理本身会让人更清楚我们应该做什么。
Which means the word of God can make it more clear for us what we are doing.
这件事情，也就是说，现在每一个要做舞会工人的人，一定要好的在真理上下功夫。
To be workers of the gospel who's not ashamed, we need to spend much time in understanding the word of God.
我们一定要能够真的让这个道理来感动我们，看到这个整个真理的规模。
We need to let the truth to touch us and move us so that we can see the whole picture.
那这个真理如果清楚以后，我们才有办法按正义分解真理的道。
Once we're very clear of the truth, then we're able to divide the truth rightly.
那我们真的才能够从这个道理看到神所要赐给我们这个，他说这个天上的基业是何等的有荣耀。
Then we're able to see from the word of God how great the inheritance is.
那这个道理本身是充满神的恩典的。
This truth is full of God's grace. 哦，
所以今天听道理的人本身会得福气。
The ones who listen to the truth will be blessed.
那这个讲道理的人也可以得福气。
And the people who are sharing the word of God will also be blessed.
也就是说，所有的在神国的每一个人，哦，不管是带领的还是被带领的羊群，全部都是在主耶稣的这个爱里面，将来能够同得基业。
Therefore, whether you are the one preaching the gospel or receiving the gospel, we will all be able to be protected under the love of God and be and receive blessings and receive this inheritance.
这个工人一定要每天的读神的话语。
Therefore, the workers of God need to read the word of God daily.
你看保罗他是天天的在那个推拿炉的鞋房哦，跟人家讲道理。
Paul was sharing the word of God in the school of Tyrannus daily.
他是对众人讲啊，所以对犹太人跟对外邦人讲啊。
He was sharing the words to the Jews as well as the Greek.
表示说，保罗他每一天都面对很多各种不同背景的人，各种程度的人哦。
Which means he was facing different levels of people.
有些当时候有很多人是，比如说可能很有学问的。
Some of them may be very educated.
很多犹太人可能对律法很懂的。
Some of the Jews may be very well versed in the laws.
那面对这么多不同的人，保罗本身一定 要在真理上下功夫去追求的。
Facing different levels of and background of people, Paul must spend much time to understand the word of God.
所以他才会说他深明基督的奥秘。
Therefore, he understood the mystery of the truth.
因为他天天的在这个道理上下功夫，祷告求神来指引他。
Because he spent much time in prayer and studying the word of God.
那所以接下来他天天的把这个道理讲给人家听。
And every day he would share these words of truth to people.
他本身已经被这个神的恩惠道理建立起来。
He was being built up by the word of truth.
然后他现在要求这些众长老们一定要在这个真理上下功夫。
Now he asked the elders of Ephesus to do the same, to spend much time in understanding the truth.
这样才能够做无愧的工人。
So that they could be built up and also to be workers with who are not ashamed.
接下来就看第33节。
Let's read verse 33.
他说：“我未曾贪图一个人的金银衣服。”
I have coveted no one's silver or gold or apparel.
34节，我这两只手常供给我和同人的需用，这是你们自己知道的。
34. Yes, you yourselves know that these hands have provided for my necessities and for those who are with me.
35节，我凡事给你们做榜样，叫你们知道应当这样劳苦，扶助软弱的人，又当纪念主耶稣的话说，施比受更以为有福。
35. I have shown you in every way by laboring like this that you must support the weak and remember the words of the Lord Jesus, and he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive.
这里保罗再一次用他自己本身做例子，说做好的牧者一定要自己本身有好榜样。
Paul again used himself as an example, saying that if you want to be a good shepherd, you need to be a good example.
要活出主耶稣基督的道理。
You need to be able to live in the word of God.
因为保罗他自己的榜样是在他的生活当中表现出来的。
He was able to be an example by the way he lived.
因为他本身自己已经说过，他说他活着就是基督。
Because he said that to live is Christ.
主耶稣基督他本身，主耶稣的所有的一生本身就是道理了。
Because the life of Jesus Christ is the truth.
主耶稣一生就是真理啊！他一生整个过程就是真理啊。
The process of his whole life is the truth itself.
因为主耶稣他是神道成肉身嘛。
Because Jesus Christ was the Word that came into flesh.
那所以他的整个生命在地上的这个整个生命啊，就是这个真理本身的具体化。
Therefore, the life that he lived was the Word of God being manifested.
他告诉我们什么要叫做有意义的生活。
He taught us how to live a meaningful life.
主耶稣基督他本身已经先做一个榜样给保罗效法了。
He left behind a good example for Paul to follow.
那保罗他现在把主耶稣这个整个生命的精华把它学起来了。
And now Paul has learned about the life of Christ.
他现在要把他这个榜样提醒这些众长老们，也要像他一样。
Now he also reminded the elders to imitate him.
我凡事给你们做榜样了。
He said, "I've left behind a good example for you."
叫你们像我这样子，凡事劳苦啊。
So that you can be like me to hold the weak.
也就是说，他自己是怎么样尽心竭力啊？
No matter how much effort he has spent.
他真的是很忠心的，而且是很尽力的。
He really have done his best.
他没有浪费时间。
He did not waste any time.
他所有的事情都是有意义的。
Everything he did has meaning.
都是为了福音的好处。
It is all for the gospel of Christ.
为了让跟人同享福音的好处，就是要让更多人来接受、来认识这个福音。
So that he could share the gospel of Christ, and so that everyone can be edified.
那他的除了这个本身所有的生活之外，他特别提到说他没有贪心。
In addition, he was not greedy.
因为这个工人在转变的时候，有时候就会从贪心开始。
Because some shepherds might change because of greed.
第三十三节，他说：“我不曾贪图一个人的金银衣服。”
Verse 33, he said that he had coveted no one's silver or gold or apparel.
那是什么叫做贪心呢？
What does it mean to covet?
贪心其实就是说，如果不是我们的，我们就不要去想。
That means that if it's not ours, we shouldn't want it.
不该得的就不要拿。
If it's not ours, don't take it.
啊，当然对保罗来说。他本身一定也不敢对信徒有任何超越他本身所应该得的那种想法。
Paul did not have any thought of wanting things from the members that did not belong to him.
他也不敢对信徒有任何不应该有的期待。
He did not have any expectation of the members which he did shouldn't have.
因为这个诫命里面第十条是说不可以贪心的哈。
Because the 10th commandment tells us that we should not covet.
那现在保罗他自己特别勇敢的跟他说，我其实你们每一个人可以自己想想看，我有曾经贪过你一个什么东西吗？
So Paul's asking everyone to think, did I covet anyone's things?
这件事情是当时候旧约时代那个撒母耳先知啊，他对以色列百姓讲的话也是一样。
This is the same speech that Prophet Samuel has spoken to the Israelites.
撒母耳先知老的时候，他也是跟百姓说：“你们现在想想看，我什么时候跟你们贪图过一只牛、一只羊
？”When he was advanced in age, he also asked the Israelites, "Did I covet anyone's flock?"
哦，那在撒母耳记上第十二章，我们可以自己看。
This is in Samuel chapter 12.
那所以这个保罗他自己本身说，他的好榜样是他没有贪心。
So Paul is trying to tell them that the good example he left behind was that he did not covet anyone's things.
然后呢，他。也说明了他自己本身是很有爱心的。
He also told share with them that he was full of love.
因为他是扶助软弱的人。
Because he uphold the weak.
他是那种会把主耶稣所讲的这句话“施比受更有福”的，把它具体化在他自己的生活里面。
He was able to show the words of Christ of "It is more to bless to give than blessed to give than to receive" in his life.
保罗他自己的榜样里面是他对信徒是充满爱心的。
In his example, he was full of love towards members.
他对信徒其实是充满思念的，就是他会想念信徒。
He was full of affection towards the members.
就是他跟信徒是有感情的啦。
That he has feelings towards the members.
那当他要走的时候，他就想说，哎呀，很不舍不得，因为以后可能看不到了。
When he was departing, he felt very sad that he was unable to see their face anymore.
那他这种感情上的表达，其实在说明 他自己本身对信徒是真的充满关怀。
From his affection, we could tell that he truly cared for the members.
那他这个关怀哦，在第二十章的第七节、第八节开始，在特罗亚的这一段这个讲道里面，我们可以看出一些线索。
We could tell that he had affections towards the members from verse 7 and 8 when he was in Troas.
那个，如果我们看第八节我们看第九节。
Let's read verse 9.
应该是，对不起，第七节。
Verse 7, sorry.
七日的第一日，我们聚会擘饼的时候，保罗因为次日要起行，就与他们讲论，只讲到半夜。
Now, on the first day of the week, when the disciples came together to break bread, Paul, ready to depart the next day, spoke to them and continued his message until midnight.
在这个地方，你看到保罗他把握最后机会，要跟信徒们一起聚会擘饼，就是有一个属灵的团契。
Paul took the opportunity to break bread with them, which means to have fellowship with the members.
他一起吃饭，一起谈论神的道理。
To eat together and to talk about the word of God.
那他讲道理讲到半夜啊，表示这真的是好像很多话要教导他们。
And he shared the message until midnight.
那其实这个重点就是为了要建立，让这每一个信徒都能够有这个持守信仰的心智，让他们都能够在道理上坚强。
So that the members will be strong in the word of God and be steadfast.
那也说明当时候在特罗亚这些信徒，他们本身也是很渴慕道理。
This tells us that the members in Troas really seek after God's word.
那他一直讲到半夜了讲到天亮了。
So he spoke until midnight.
我们现在看第十一节。
Let's read verse 11.
保罗又上去擘饼吃了，谈论许久，直到天亮，这才走了。
Now when he had come up, he had broken bread and eaten. He talked for a long while, even till daybreak. Then he departed.
也就是说，因为他那个要离开的这个时间已经到了按照那个旅程要走，所以不得不走了。
So now that he had to leave according to his schedule.
那表示说。但这个时候，他对这个信徒们是充满这个属灵的感情，依依不舍。
But because he had affection towards members, he did not want to leave.
他已经讲到最后一分钟了。
He shared the message with them until the very last second.
然后在这个当中发生了这个第九节跟第十节这个这个犹推古这个人掉下去死掉又活的这个神迹啊。
And during this time, there was the miracle of Eutychus who fell over, died, and resurrected.
所以在这个地方也看到说，其实保罗他跟这个在这个信徒之间呢，他有一个很深的那种感情的联系，包括他很 care 这个掉下去这个人。
And you can see that Paul really cared about Eutychus who fell down from the window.
他安慰他们说不用害怕，这个神的恩典在，他还活着，不要怕。
Because he tried to encourage them and comfort them, saying that do not trouble yourself, for his life isn't in him.
真的，后来这个人活，这个孩子活起来了。
And in fact, this person resurrected.
第十二节说，有人把那童子活活的领来，得到安慰就不小。
And
第十二节。
In verse 12, it says that they brought the young man in alive, and they were not a little comforted.
就是说，你看当时候。保罗他们在聚集的时候，你看神的恩典也跟随了。
We could tell that the grace of God followed Paul and the people.
这个就看出来说，当时候你看这个就是保罗，他是跟每一个地方的信徒在建立这种属灵团契，他真的是很关心他们。
You could see that Paul really cared for the members in the spiritual fellowship that he had with them.
也说明他是怎么样利用时间来建立每一位信徒他们在真理上的了解。
It also shows that he spent every second in building up the members' understanding of the truth.
然后你看他后来从特罗亚就走了嘛。
And after that, he departed from Troas.
然后到第二十章的第三十六节，保罗讲完了跟以弗所众长讲完之后他也走了。
And in verse 36 of chapter 20, after he had finished his message with the Ephesus elders, he also departed.
然后在走以前，第三十六节说，他们先跪下来祷告。
But before he departed, he knelt down and prayed with them all.
第三十六节说，保罗说完了这些话，就跪下同众人祷告。
When he had said these things, he knelt down and prayed with them all.
三十七节，众人痛哭，抱着保罗的颈项和他亲嘴。
Verse 37, then they all wept freely and fell on his neck and kissed him.
38, 叫他们最伤心的就是他说以后不能再见我的面那句话，于是送他上船去了。
38, sorrowing most of all for the words which he spoke that they would see his face no more, and they accompanied him to the ship.
这个就是看到这个 保罗本身跟信徒这些跟那些众长老们他的那个属灵的那个感情有多深。
This demonstrated that his relationship with the members are very deep.
他真的得到众人的喜爱。
The members really loved him.
然后他真的觉得说，现在所有的工作都要交给他们去做了。
And he has passed on all his commissions to them.
那依依不舍当中，众人就离开嘛，哈。
And the people accompanied him until the end, before they left.
那这一章里面呢，就看到了一个无愧的工人呢，本身他所立下的榜样。
From this chapter, we could see a worker who is not ashamed, who have left a good example behind.
他跟教会之间所建立的这个美好的感情。
We could see that the relationship that he has established with the church.
他跟他为了这个道理，为了信徒的这个信仰所花的功夫。
We could see the kind of work that he has put in. In building the faith of the members.
那这些美好的这个记录呢，都是我们今天要效法的。
And these are all the things that we should imitate.
我们今天在服侍神的时候，我们如果能够从这一章里面看到我们应该效法的，我们应该装备自己的，那么我们一定会很感动说，哇，原来神已经为我们留下一个这么美好的好的榜样，让我们来学习，我们不是凭自己的想象 在做神的工作的。
So for those of us who are workers of God, we should pay attention to the good example that God has left behind for us, so that we shouldn't do things according to our own ways.
所以愿主耶稣帮助我们，每个人都能够成为他无愧的工人。
May the Lord help us so that we can all become workers of God with who are not to be ashamed.
我们从圣经里面看到我们应该效法的。
Because we can see the good example left behind for us to emulate.
我们再唱诗497首。
Let us sing hymn
497.
497.